The following message is brought to you by Charles L. King, Jr., pastor of First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If you need additional information, visit firstbaptistchurchwch.org.
And everything God does is with meaning and with purpose. And so there's a reason He's allowed your life to roll on for yet a little while longer. My life to roll on for yet a little while longer. But I also believe that there's some stuff that went on in 2017 that God said, you need to cease and desist. There's some stuff that you're going to have to let go. Some stuff you're going to have to cut off. Some stuff you're going to cut back. Psalm 1:1-3 is from whence the word of God is going to come. I'm going to ask if you're physically able to stand to do so. In the pastor's pen, I said in the second paragraph, I said, God's plan for you in 2018 might require you to go deeper and further with fewer opportunities and fewer people so that you are able to give them, talking about the plans, the quality time and attention that they desire and deserve. Psalm 1:1-3, the New International Version of the Bible says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. On this first Sunday of 2018, with your prayers and by the aid of the Holy Spirit, I want us to reason together on this thought. New Year's resolution or New Year's revelation? New Year's resolution or New Year's revelation? You may be seated in the presence of our God. My brothers and my sisters, once again, God has allowed us to see a new year. And certainly it's not because we've been so good, but because God has been so good. Anybody know that he's been good? Come on, somebody. Am I talking to anybody who knows that he's been good? Because when you think about how the Lord has heard your petitions, entertained your supplications and answered your prayers, healed your body, kept you in your right mind, directed you, protected you, prepared you, redeemed you, restored you, revived you, and blessed you, not only in 2017, but down through the years. Come on, somebody. Do me a favor and tell us, at least three people around you, tell them, God's been good to me. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't hear me in here. Tell somebody, God's been good to me. Don't judge me. Don't judge me on what I look like. But I need you to know, God's been good to me. Because when I look back over my life, come on, somebody, and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. And yes, I've got a testimony. Amen. The new year is a time where people all over the world make New Year's resolutions. We hear about resolutions ranging from spending more time with family to spending more time in the gym, even spending more time reading the Bible. From halting bad habits, habits that should have been dropped years ago, to taking up a new hobby, from improving some personal relationships to the number one resolution made every year, losing weight. The truth is, unfortunately, is that the end results of many of our resolutions is failure. They seem to end time and time again before the year ends. And you gotta ask, why is it? Why is it so hard to spend more time with family if that's your resolution? Why is it more time? Why is it that we fail to spend more time reading the Bible if that's your resolution? Why is it that it's so hard, it seems, that we fail at resolving to improve some personal relationships or even to lose weight? Well, the reason why our resolutions often fail is because they are self-imposed, they are self-willed, and they are self-propelled ideas. Teach, Holy Ghost. The story is told of a fella named Pete. While at a New Year's party, he turns to his friend named Ken and he asks for a cigarette. Ken replied, "Pete, I thought you made a New Year's resolution to quit smoking." Pete said, "I did." He said, "I'm in the process of quitting right now." He says with a grin on his face, "Right now, as a matter of fact, I'm in the middle of phase one." Ken asked, "Phase one?" Pete laughed and said, "Yes, phase one." Ken said, "Well, what's phase one since you've asked me for a cigarette?" Pete said, "Phase one is I quit buying them, so give me a cigarette." Amen. If you were to research the top 10 resolutions that people make on average, you'll find that the top 10 resolutions generally have nothing to do with spiritual improvement. Neither do they include the power of God, nor the will of God. But you and I, what you and I really need, especially in this new year of 2018, guess what? A year we've never seen before. For some folk, they didn't think they would make it to this year. Amen. But we don't need another New Year's resolution, but we need a New Year's revelation. You see, resolutions are what we create. Resolutions are what we come up with. But revelations, they come from God. Not only do they come from God through the scriptures. The scriptures that were divinely inspired by him for us. You see, a revelation, my brothers and my sisters, contains God's plan and purpose for your life. Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, you all know, you love to quote that. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Even here in our text of Psalm 1, the psalmist provides us with a spirit-filled revelation that will guide us through the year 2018. Notice in the text, I hope you didn't close your Bible, notice how he starts the revelation by saying, "Blessed." Blessed. Keeling, the idea of blessed in the general sense connotates that's something that God does for us. Come on, somebody. Genesis 12, 1 through 3, the Lord had said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. 1 Chronicles 4:10, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Wait a minute. Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Yes, my brothers and my sisters, there are numerous biblical references in the Old and the New Testament to the point that I'm making, that usually the idea in the general sense when you hear the word blessed connotates that it's something that God does for us. Amen. As a matter of fact, in the New Testament, Luke 24:50-53, it says, when he had led them being the disciples, out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. It says, while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple praising God. What are you saying, Pastor King? I get it. Here's what I'm saying. Watch the text, because here in Psalm 1, the psalmist reveals to us that this blessed is something that we must do for ourselves. Teach, Holy Ghost. God Almighty, help me with fresh revelation here, dear God. See, in this text, this blessed is something that we must do for ourselves. Now, before you go running out of here and want to go run and tell that, thinking that I'm messing with your doctrinal teaching, because yes, blessings do indeed come from God. But here in Psalm 1, the revelation for you and I to see and receive is a proverbial blueprint from God, if you will, for his blessings. Because what the psalmist is telling us is, if you want to be blessed in 2018, you're going to have to start, number one, watching the company that you keep. Teach, Holy Ghost. If you want to be blessed the way God wants to bless you, 2018, you're going to have to start, number one, according to the text in Psalm 1:1, you're going to have to start watching the company that you keep. In other words, if you don't want to have the wrong effect on the blessing and the plans that God said he has for you specifically in this year, wait a minute, I'm talking to somebody. Listen. You might have to terminate some folk in your circle. You might have to go through your phone contacts and delete some folk in your cell phone. You might have to use a new term in today. You might have to unfriend some folk on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, etc. Amen. Remember, this is the year that we don't want just another set of New Year's resolutions. We want New Year's revelation. So I'm talking to somebody here. So let's bring a little bit more light to the revelation here. The text says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. The New Living Translation puts it like this. It says, oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand with sinners, or join in with mockers. What's the teaching? Well, in the Bible, the wicked, sinners, and mockers are simply those who have, quote unquote, unfriended God. Who has unfriended God? People who have unfriended God are people who have forsaken God's counsel. Them folk who say, I don't care what the Bible says. Folk who have forsaken God's advice, his counsel, his purpose, his plans, and his desires for their lives. It refers to anyone who has blocked and discarded the purposes for which they were created, and thus they are living in opposition in any intervention of what God has in their lives. You see, forsaking God, I'm talking to somebody. I didn't say we quit coming to church. But just because we haven't quit coming to church don't mean we're not forsaking the way of the Lord. Forsaking God can lead us in a whole lot of directions. And let me be clear, because I'm not simply talking about those that we consider outwardly wicked. I hear some of y'all now. Yeah, there's some folk I don't hang with. There's some places I don't go. There's some things that I don't say. So I'm already not running in those crowds. The revelation is there's some folk around you now that God says you need to cut them loose because you're judging the outward appearance and I'm judging the heart. Mm-hmm. See, I'm talking about some folk that we are considering befriending because we consider them as having some acceptable behavior, but God said in my eyes, they're wicked. Amen. Proverbs 13:19-21, the New Living Translation says, it is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble, because trouble chases sinners. I'm in the word of God. While blessings reward the righteous. 1 Corinthians 15:33, the New Living Translation says, bad company corrupts good character. With all the supposed social networks that we have in our world today, all the news feeds of biased social media and those self-appointed experts on morality, justice, and social norms, the Bible says clearly that there is still only one pathway to God. And that's through following Jesus the Christ. Amen. We gotta make sure that we stop becoming manipulated so easily and even subtly. Listen, subtly, even Facebook had to admit to doing some stuff with regards to manipulation. It's subtle. It's so subtle, even Apple had to come clean about some stuff they've been doing to the cell phones they was hoping wouldn't get out. But when it got out, they said, you're right, we've been caught. We've been slowing y'all phones down. Y'all standing in them long lines thinking your stuff is broke. It's not working. It's not operating properly. And somebody behind the scenes has been manipulating. There's nobody I know that's any bigger than behind the scenes than the devil himself. And there's a whole lot of behind the scenes that the devil is doing and manipulating. And folk are thinking they're not operating correctly. They're thinking something's not right. You know it's not right. It's more than just a feeling. It is more than just something you sense. You can see it. God is showing it to you. And every now and then, somebody has to leak it out. And all of a sudden, here they come and saying, let me tell you, listen, here's the deal. Apple didn't even deny they was doing it. They didn't even deny it. They said, you're right. We've been doing it. But guess what? We're going to give you a fix. let you buy a battery on discount, but we still doing what we doing. I'm not saying you need to give up your cell phone, but there's some company you keeping in your cell phone that you might have to give up, because it might be something that's contrary to God, and it ain't nothing about you judging them. You trying to get all that God has for you and the blessings that God has for you. Not all money is good money. Quit trying to do business with everybody who say they want to do business with you. Some of them, watch this, ain't got no business doing business with you. Why? Because it's not God's business. Again, in Proverbs 13, it says, it is pleasant to see dreams come true, but fools refuse to turn from evil to attain them. Some folk would do anything to try to make a dream come true. Walk with the wise and become wise. You have to be careful. That's why you end up, it is true, you do sometimes end up talking like the folk that's hanging around you. If it's positive talk, you're going to talk positive. But if it's not so positive, you're going to get to talking that stuff. It's going to come out. And quit trying to think. Listen. Even Einstein said that it's insane to do things the same way and expect a different result. Even Einstein said that. And Einstein, as awesome and smart as he was, he ain't God. God just simply said, walk with the wise and become wise. Associate with fools and get in trouble. Because trouble, good God Almighty. The Bible says in Deuteronomy, it talks about being chased by blessings. But in Proverbs, it said trouble chases sinners, while blessings reward the righteous. Not only might you have to terminate some people in your circle, delete some contacts in your cell phone, and unfriend some folk in your social media outlets, but the text also reveals to us that we have to saturate ourselves in the divine principles of the Word of God. There's a parable in the Bible when it talks about a home being swept clean, but if you don't replace it with something, them demons will come back worse than the first. So you can sweep some stuff. So yeah, you said, I got it, Reverend. Pastor, I'm going to delete some folk. I'm going to cut some stuff off. But no, but you can't just leave that vacant. Because every now and then, you know how it is. I ain't talking about you, but I'm talking about somebody. You know how it is. They call you that time of night, talking about what you doing. Talking about you up. And all it starts with is an alert. Saturate yourself with the principles of the Word of God. It says, blessed is the one, in a sense, that's how it starts out, but then it picks up by saying, whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. In other words, if you want to be blessed in 2018, if we want to follow the blueprint, if you will, for the blessings that God has for us in this year, 2018, we're going to have to get a Bible and read it. And I'm glad you said amen to that. But wait a minute, I actually said it wrong. Because that sounds more like a resolution. I'm going to read my Bible more. No, if you really want to be blessed and see God do great things in your life in 2018, I mean, if you really want to see God move in a mighty way this year, if you really want to live the way that God wants you to live in this year, yes, we have to get a Bible and read it. But the revelation is that we're going to have to also believe it, pray, and apply it to our everyday lives. I'm not here to give you a read through the Bible plan. I'm here to give you a yes, read the Bible, but believe what the Bible says. Pray on it and apply it to your everyday life. Matter of fact, the psalmist says you delight in it. King James, New King James, NIV, New Living Translation, all use the same word here. Delight. You delight in doing the things God would have you to do, watch this, the way he wants you to do it. Amen. Finally, as I get ready to close, not only might we have to terminate some folk in our circle, talking about some folk who don't mean us any good, and delete some contacts in our phones and unfriend some folk in social media. And not only must we saturate ourselves in the Word of God day and night, believing it, praying, and applying it to our everyday lives, but the text also suggests that we have to stay planted. We have to stay planted and positioned in the Word of God to be productive and prosperous in 2018. Notice what the text says in verse 3. It says, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. The streams of water, or the rivers in some translations, represents God's divine supply for our lives. The blessed man, the blessed woman, the blessed child is compared to a tree. But not just any tree. This is a tree that has been intentionally planted, purposefully planted, carefully, wait a minute, in a chosen spot. And as a result of you being like that tree that has been intentionally, purposefully, carefully placed in a chosen spot, I'm talking, all you got is right now. All you have is today. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow is not promised. You've been carefully, purposefully, intentionally, specifically chosen to be put in a spot. We sing sometimes, my soul looks back and wonders how I got over. And there's some stuff you ought not wonder about. You just need to know that you know that you know that if it had not been for the Lord on your side. So every now and then, I love those old songs and I get it. But every now and then in that song, I say, sometimes my soul looks back in wonder about how I got over. I'm not talking about the how I got over the way we say it sometimes. Because folk always looking to get over on folk. And in that manner, that's not the right definition. But I'm saying how I got over some dilemmas, some circumstances, some situations, some stuff that you didn't think you was going to get out of. But it looks back in wonder. But as a result of you being like that tree, intentionally planted in a chosen spot, guess what? You are now positioned. to receive, watch this, plenty of water. See, that's it. See, there's still some folk who are writing checks and running to the mailbox because you done heard that phrase, money cometh. There's some stuff God said, the blessing will come, but you got to be positioned. You got to be positioned. You ain't in the right spot to receive what I have for you. And before you get to reaching for the blessing, I just need you to get watered. I need you to be nourished first for some growth, because I need you to first become fruitful. We want blessings and we ain't fruitful. And God says, that's what I'm looking for. Looking for some fruit. And then you need to be planted, because when the winds blow, and when the storms come, because you are rooted and you are planted in the word of God, you know that you got an anchor, and his name is Jesus. Oh yeah, I'm armed and dangerous and I'm ready, but I'm ready because I've been rooted. See, my brothers and sisters, God has placed your life in his care. And when you stay planted and positioned in the word of God, nothing, and I mean nothing, can stop, halt, or hinder the process of what God is going to do in your life in this year, 2018. So stay planted, remain positioned. Therefore, you're going to be productive on the battlefield for the Lord and actually be prosperous the way the Bible talks about prosperity in 2018. When you ask the Lord to bless you like Jabez did, he wasn't specific. He just said, bless me. Bless me indeed. So Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no revelation in the NIV, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. For 2018, you seeking New Year's resolutions or New Year's revelation? The doors of the church are open. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by First Baptist Church, West College Hill. If this word inspired you, please consider sharing it. We ask that you do not alter the content without permission. We invite you to firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Inquiries can be submitted at info@firstbaptistchurchwch.org. Our mailing address is 6210 Betts Avenue, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45224. Or you can call our offices at 513-681-1011. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message. First Baptist Church, West College Hill, reaching the world without sacrificing the message.